Today we begin lesson 24, our final lesson in Megillas Esther. We'll begin in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf Tes, and we'll go till the end of the Megillah in the Simanim Tanakh. We're on page 1274, four lines from the top. So the holiday of Purim is firmly established. Now the rabbis, the Navi tells us what goes on later, a year later. And now we're fast-forwarding a year after the Purim story. Vatichtov Esther Hamalka. And Esther Hamalka wrote, and who is Esther? Bas Avichail, the daughter of Avichail. We can now once again mention she's the daughter of Avichail in public because Esther's ancestry is well known. She's a Jew. She doesn't have to hide it anymore. Who else wrote it? Mordechai Yehudi and Mordechai the Jew. You'll notice that the tuf in the text is enlarged. And the meaning of that is, just like the Tav is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, so too the story of Esther is the last of the miracles in the book of Tanakh. So what did they write? Es kol tokef. They wrote with full authority. Tokef is power. With full authority. And as well, they wrote about all the power that Hashem showed. In what way? Lekayim, to ratify, es igeres ha-Purim, the Purim letter hazos, this letter, hashenis, the second letter. In other words, this is a second letter that was sent a year later. And the purpose of this is that Mordechai and Esther wanted to first see how the Jews would take to this holiday of Purim. And last year, the first year, they all willingly accepted the holiday of Purim as an eternal practice. Now Mordechai and Esther, seeing that they like it, they now give it royal authority, never to be abolished. And this is all part of the entire Megillah as we have it now. This is what is the second letter, as it were, that this becomes the Megillah, and it now makes the keeping of Purim a mandated law for eternity. So we see in Lamed, Vayishlach, and they sent Sforim letters, El Kol HaYehudim, to all the Jews, El Sheva ve'esrim umeya, to 127 Medina provinces of Malchus Achashverosh. Divrei, words of shalom, of peace, ve'emes, and truth. Now, what does that mean? The simple meaning is, you start every letter with greetings of peace and truth. The second message is that this was the Megillah. And just like we know, the Torah is emes, is truth. So the Megillah is as true as the Torah and has all the ritual requirements of a Torah. Has to be written with, for example, sirtut. You've got to score the lines. It has it's a holy book. And number three, it admonishes to, so therefore it is a book of truth and peace. And also it admonishes the Jews to live a life of truth and peace, so the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. And that's part of the Megillah that's written. And also part of it is Lamed Aleph L'Kayim, to establish Es Yemei HaPurim Ha'Ela, these dates, days of Purim, Bismanem, in their proper dates. We should keep them forever on the 14th and the 15th of Adar. Kasher, just as, Kiyem Aleim, they established them for them, Mordechai HaYehudi, Mordechai Yehudi Vester Amalka, from originally, just like they originally established it, they did that. And people may have asked, well, by what authority do you have to create a new holiday that's not in the Torah? So the answer is v'kasher kimo al nafshem, just as Jews established for themselves v'alzarim and upon their descendants, divrei hatzomos, the matters of fasting, v'zakosim, and crying, meaning the four fasts that commemorate the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, just like they had the authority to do that, to remember sad things, they have the authority to remember the great holiday of Purim. Lamed beis, umamer Esther, and this ordinance of Esther, this new law, kiyem divrei ha-Purim ha'ela, kiyem, it validated divrei, the regulations of this Purim holiday, v'nichtav, and was recorded b'sefer, in a book. Meaning to say that Esther convinced the rabbis that indeed the book of Esther should be the final book that is canonized in the Torah. And that concludes the solidification of the holiday of Purim, how it should be practiced eternally, and that the book of Esther should be written with all the holy messages that it had. Now we move on to Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph. We go back to a discussion of the affairs of the Persian state and to show how things are going back to normal. The reason this is written, because clearly This is a proof that the Megillah was written in the days of the Anshei Knesset HaGadol, the men of the Great Assembly, who lived in between the First and Second Temple, and not written years later as a makeup story. And therefore, they had to write things that would make Achashverosh a little bit happy that we're talking about Persia as well. And therefore, we write, Vayosem HaMelech, and the king Vayosem, he levied Achashverosh. The king Achashverosh levied what? Mass attacks Al Haaretz on the mainland provinces, and also on Ve'iyeh Hayom, the island provinces. So we're discussing the Persian government affairs, how things were going well. And the Vilna Gaon is able to deduce the word mas is spelled mem samach. The gematria of that mem is 40, samach is 60, that equals 100, to suggest that there were 100 provinces that were mainland provinces. And the word iye, aleph yud viye, the gematria of that is vav is 6, aleph is 1, yud is 10, and yud is 10 equals 27, to show there were 27 provinces that were islands. So he levied taxes. And obviously, you can only levy taxes if the, you know, the government's doing its job. Pasuk Beis, v'chol ma'aseh, and all the acts, what kind of acts? Tukfo, mighty ones, ugvarasim, and they're powerful. All the powerful and mighty acts, uparashas, and the account of gedulas Mordechai, of all the greatness, the full account of Mordechai's greatness, asher gidlo hamelech, which the king promoted him, halohema, aren't they, ksuvim, recorded, Al Sefer Divrei Hayamim, in the Book of Chronicles, Lemalche Modai Uparas, to the kings of Media and Persia. In other words, we see that Mordechai was greatly promoted, and we see that this also shows the success of Achashverosh was based on the fact that Mordechai was a very important person, and he was raised in power. And a final note, you may ask, why does the Megillah have to tell us? Well, if you want to know all about the politics that Mordechai was involved in, look at another book. The answer is, a person could make a mistake and think that we were reading this entire Megillah. It's a cute, nice little story. It's a historical event, occurrence of what happened, but it isn't that meaningful for us in our present lives. And the author of the Megillah says, listen, if you want to know all the history of Mordechai and all the greatness, that's all written in history books in Persia. Persians have an account of all the history. This Megillah is not of just an account of history. It is an account of the mandate and the destiny of the Jewish people forever and ever, because that's really what this Megillah is. The Megillah is not just a historical past, but it's a story that exists today as we read it today. And if you want to know about the past and the history and all those facts, go look it up in a Persian Book of Chronicles. But this Megillah is an eternal Megillah. Pasuk Gimel, key 4. Why was he so elevated and great? Mordechai Yehudi, what was his position? Mordechai the Jew? Mishneh, he was the viceroy. Mishneh Lamelech, the viceroy to King Achashverosh. Ve'gadol la'Yehudim, and he was a great man for the Jews. Ve'ratzuyam, popular, lerov, to most of Echav, his brothers in the multitude. What do you mean, most? Two understandings. Number one, it's impossible for everybody, for you to be popular with everybody. And number two, he was not popular with the Sanhedrin. The Jewish court, they disassociated themselves from Mordechai because they felt he was too involved in politics and was not spending as much time learning Torah. And that may very well have been necessary because Mordechai was able to do the following. Doresh, seeking tov, good, le'amo, for his people. He had to spend a lot of time seeking out his people. He wouldn't wait to be asked. He sought out opportunities to help the Jews. As a matter of fact, he took all the money from Haman that was appropriate to him. He used it to help build the Beis HaMikdash. Vidover shalom. And he was concerned for the welfare, l'chol zaro, for all his descendants. And that's a very pleasant and happy ending to this amazing Megillah. Let's take a look at the questions. Number one. When was the second letter from Mordechai and Esther sent out? A year after the Purim story took place. The celebrations of the first year. Two, what was the purpose of the second letter? To reaffirm and solidify and ratify that this holiday of Purim will be an eternal holiday. Why is the letter, three, why is the letter Saf enlarged in Pasuk 29? To show that just like the letter Saf is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, so too the book of Esther is the last book of miracles that is recorded in the Tanakh. Four, what was the words of peace and truth in the letters that were sent? Three answers. Number one, it started off like any friendly letter with greetings of peace and truth. Number two, we know the Torah is true. So the Megillah, the actual Megillah, was written now, and it is as true as the Torah and has all the ritual requirements of a Torah. And number three, obviously the message is filled with truth and peace, admonishing the Jews to live with truth and peace so that we can rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Five, by what authority could Mordechai and Esther institute a new holiday binding for future generations? With the same authority that the rabbis had of instituting the four fast days to commemorate the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, so too we can commemorate good things that could lead up to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Six, from what words do we see that the rabbis permitted the book of Esther to be canonized in Tanakh? It's from the last words in Pasuk Lamed Beis when it says, V'nichtov bas sefer. This was all written in a book, just like a Sefer Torah, book of Tanakh. Seven, where did the king levy taxes? He levied taxes on all the provinces, the mainland provinces and the island provinces. Eight, how many mainland and island provinces did the king control? 100 on the mainland, 27 on the islands. Nine, how does Pasuk 1 prove that the story of the Megillah was written in the days of the Great Assembly? Because it was forced to discuss about Persian politics and the Persian government and the welfare of the state. And they had to do that to pacify King Ahasuerus, so that shows it was during the Great Assembly written and not at a later date. 10. Why does Pasuk 1 discuss Persian affairs of state? Same answer. It's telling us that since they were able to do what they did because of the good grace of Ahasuerus, they had to write a little bit about Persia as well. 11. Where can you find more details of Mordechai's great service written? You can find more details written in the chronicles of the countries of Persia and Media. 12. Why does the Megillah tell us this fact? Number one, to show us that the great success of Ahasuerus was due to Mordechai. And number two is that we should not think that the book of the Megillah is just a story, an old story that has no present relevance. No, it's just, if you want to know about history and facts, you can go to the Persian archives and find that out. But if you want to know the deepest message of the eternal vision for the Jewish people, that's what this Megillah is about. You want to know details about Mordechai's greatness? Go to a secular record book. 13. What was Mordechai's official position in the government? He was the viceroy. 14. Was Mordechai popular with all the Jews and why? No, only with most. Why? Because it's impossible to be popular with everybody. And he also was the Sanhedrin disassociated from him because he was not able to keep up the level of Torah scholarship because of his involvement in the government. 15. What did Mordechai do to show that he sought out the welfare of his people? Number one, he would not wait to be asked, but he would seek out opportunities. Number two, he used all the money that was appropriate from Haman to him. He used that to help start, build the Beis HaMikdash. Baruch Hashem, Yasher Koach to everybody. We have finished, with Hashem's help, the book of Esther. Please review over this Shabbos the entire Sefer, now that you have a good knowledge of it. And we should be zocha to really eternalize the message and enjoy the Kedusha, the Shefa, the flow of the Hashem's love for us, as we now have a better appreciation for the Megillah. And we hope that Mashiach will come b'mehirah v'yameinu. Amen.